Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the Zia Comics Broadcasting Lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before I get into this unboxing, I want to ask you one favor. Please subscribe. It helps us tremendously. Thank you for that. Pandering over. Let's see what I got. Looky, looky. It's a BAM! Comic bookie. Look at that. BAM Comics. This is their comic book, BAM Comics, monthly subscription. It has, they changed the box. I don't know if you've seen some of my previous videos, the box was a lot wider, not as deep. I kind of like this box better. You open it up and it's got the graded CBCS comic right there with its own little tray. So you can take that tray out and then you have the graded comic, which for this month, August, is X-Force number 2, signed by Benjamin Percy, who I believe, yep, he is the writer of this story. This is, I believe this came out back 2019, 2020. It's following on the Krakoa story. This is back when they had Krakoa, which is their mutant ion. They declared sovereignty. Somebody manufactured some human assassins and they snuck into the island. How they did that? Well, they sent Domino on a hunt down to find out some more about one of the guys who supposedly is leading that group. It was a setup. They got Domino. They grafted parts of her skin onto these assassins, which is how the island didn't recognize him as a threat. They didn't recognize him as Domino because of those skin grafts. Well, they got on the island and they were able to assassinate a bunch of the mutants, including Charles Xavier, because they had a tracking locator. It was located in his stomach because they, at one of the banquets or things he was eating, was catered by one of this anti-mutant force, abducted all the actual caterers, and they put a tracking device in the food, so they were able to locate Xavier. He was at some a gala type thing. So yeah, they got in there, they killed Xavier. They're trying to bring him back, you know, through Cerebro with the Beast, Hank McCoy. And in the meantime, you've got Mr. Logan there, Wolverine. He does what he does best. He's trying to track him down, and he's just going to go brute force on him. He gets to where, you know, he's at the airport. He's trying to track him down because they flew over on a flight from Seoul to Honolulu and dropped out of that flight to get access to the island. Well, while he's at the Seoul airport, or Incheon airport, one of the Korean airports, he comes across Kid Omega, who is also trying to track him down. If you don't know Kid Omega, he's a very powerful Scion, probably only bested by Xavier, maybe Jean Grey. Pretty powerful dude. They, you know, so they kind of team up and they're going to find the people who killed Xavier. He was a star, you know, Kid Omega was a star pupil for Xavier, but he went more Magneto, trying to say that, you know, mutants were gods and that he was going to make sure that all the humans knew that. Well, they get to that lab and they see that whoever it is, they're manufacturing, you know, Olympic level assassins. I mean, they're piece by piece putting these guys together. And all of a sudden, Kid Omega's powers stop working while they're being attacked. And they figure out, hey, they're protecting someone or something, you know, it must be Domino. They've, you know, Wolverine is fighting off all those dudes because Kid Omega, without his mind powers, he's a normal person. But the last panel you see, they find Domino. She is in a, you know, those tanks they always show you with the people in them. She's in there in some kind of liquid and they're keeping her alive. And you can see where they have cut off lots of her skin for grafting. Like I said, this is a couple years old, so we all know what happens. But this is, it was, I wouldn't call it a key issue. It was a good issue. Good story by Benjamin Percy, and you can see his autograph right up there. Graded 9.8 from CBCS, so that's pretty good. And as always, they put in a reader copy, and this is actually a variant. It is the let me be exact here. It's the Comics Elite exclusive variant. So you get one graded variant and, you know, a reader copy of the variant, which is in really good shape too. Also, they always include a hanger, and how this works is, you know, this spins around and is kind of, you can see the slots here. It's adjustable, so it can fit, you know, just about any slab of any size. You adjust it up or down, because, you know, you might want to hang a magazine, you might want to hang a comic, Golden Age, Silver Age, or even an oversized, you know, kind of like DC does with their Black Label. So it, you know, it comes with the graded comic, a reader copy, the hanger, and you always get the BAM comics. You know, these guys sign exclusive, not exclusive. They sign four BAM comics, and they always include this little QR code where you can click, you know, hover over that with your camera, and your phone should give you the link. You can go, and there'll be a little message from whoever signed it, in this case, Benjamin Percy.
Hey, Bammers, thanks so much for signing up for the comics box. I hope you enjoy Wolverine, Snicked. I'm so happy to sign for you. If you're up for putting some adamantium in your ear, you can check out the Wolverine the Long Night and Wolverine the Lost Trail podcast, available wherever you stream.
So, all in all, I'm liking the August one. Like I said, not a real key issue, but not a bad issue, and it's a variant on top of this, so you basically are getting two variants. I like it. I'm going to continue the subscription. I'm really happy with it. And I can highly suggest, if you're into slabbed comics, get on the subscription. And like I said, also comes with a reader copy in case you've forgotten what happened in that issue. You don't have to crack your slab to read it. Hey, if you like that unboxing, you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. It's free. It don't cost you nothing, man. And while you're at it, you can hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.